Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Well, look, now, names that have graced the sporting headlines this week include Bundiaki, Leona Maguire, Con O'Callaghan, Mo Salah, Hannah Looney, but an article in the Irish Independent by Michael Verney caught our eye this week because it featured a Limerick soccer player who began his career in 1974 and he's still going strong. He's in our Limerick studio this morning. Tony McNamara, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam.
So lovely to hear from you. Listen, you played for Mungret FC, but I know you've played a top-level League of Ireland in the Premier Division. Where and when did you start playing football, Tony?
Well, I started in Mungret in 1974. That was my junior. Actually, I didn't play schoolboy soccer till about I was 14 because the parents weren't into it, you know. So it's only then I started playing junior football. And, you know, we started on a lower division in Limerick and we worked our way up along to about three or four divisions and got promoted to Premier Division. So, I played Premier there for up to, from 88. We won the Premier League in 1988. So I then actually transferred to Region United when I was 45. And yeah, so we started again, starting at 2A, and I helped them get up to Premier then, and actually played with Premier at 50. So it's been a good career, being honest about it.
I mean, you're amazing, Tony. You're still playing full matches some days, and it's not just a token. Let's bring Tony on for the last 10 minutes. And do you mind telling our listeners what age you're now, Tony?
Yeah, I'm 69. I'll be 70 in October. But so I've played the last few games now. I've last six games, I played about five of them for the full 90, which I'm delighted. I've been very lucky because it's only about 5 years ago, the manager now, Gary Long, he approached me and just said, listen, Tony, you'd be interested in playing, which is called a social team. So I said, definitely be interested. So we have a good bunch of lads there. Very enjoyable to play with. Any day I can go play 90, I'm delighted. Maybe a bit sore after the games, but yeah.
But what's your secret? I mean, as I say, it's not a token, let's bring Tony on. You're playing these games in full. I mean, where does your ability to do that come from? Are you an incredibly healthy person, incredibly fit?
I would be fit enough for my age. I don't do anything extraordinary like go to the gym for hours. I just, every morning I just go for maybe a 20-minute walk and I do a few exercises, core exercises, press-ups, different things like that, you know. I have the luxury of doing that because of my own company, Macro Stainless, so I can come in then, you know, come in at about 9:30, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just that way, so it really helps, you know. So just staying fit, stretching and all that before and after games all helps. Look after yourself. You don't go drinking, say, before the night before a game. That helps as well, and be able to read the game as well. So as you slow down, you're relying on other people to do the I'm lucky enough, very good centre half playing with me, so I'll never play a sweeper centre half. And there's a very good football team, even though the lads are in their late 30s, 40s, that kind of way. So, but we've been playing against divisions of players playing in 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, mixture of all ages, you know. So
wow.
Yeah.
And listen, the FAI, I know they honoured you recently. Tell me about the Ireland-Senegal match and who you met. Tell me about that honour.
Yeah, actually, that's thanks to Michael O'Hearn, actually, because he's got an FAI contact. And so he introduced me to this FAI guy when they were opening the Mungret Regional Astro. So they organised a VIP treatment, myself and my son Shane. And everything else, you know, as I said, VIP, it was fantastic. I met Paddy Bonner, I met Jonathan Waters, you know, Brian Kerr, John O'Shea, people like that. It was the Order Brigade were interested in meeting, you know. So it was a lovely day out and a lovely thank you by the FAI. Acknowledgement, I suppose, of my playing longevity, you know. So it was a lovely day.
It sounds like it was very well deserved. Now, listen, have you seriously never considered retirement? It doesn't sound like you have. I mean, most players, Tony, even if they wanted to continue, they might find that injury or a lack of speed would take them out of the game. Not you.
No, I did have a very bad injury in 94. I put two discs out my back, so I was out for about 2 years. But I didn't bother getting the operation, so I just kept doing different exercise and got back again. And there's still love for the game. And, you know, as I said already, the dressing room, there's a bit of banter, so on. But it's just my love for the game. So I would love to, if I can keep it going for another year. It depends on the body, if you can still take it, you know. So, definitely to keep it going for another while if I can.
Sounds like you will. Finally, and very briefly, I know you're a big Limerick hurling fan. You missed the match against Dublin yesterday. You had to match yourself.
Yeah.
But what was your reaction? Nobody was expecting Dublin to beat Limerick, were they, Tony?
No, they weren't. No. You know, but Limerick have given us fantastic, you know, for 7 years. And I suppose at this stage, they're maybe just going off the boil a bit, you know. It was the Cork game took a lot out of them. And all fairness, what I saw of it, Dublin deserved a win on the day.
Yeah.
They're really good. But it's you know, as I said already, Limerick are probably just on the maybe downward trend at the moment.
But they'll be back, Tony.
They'll be back.
Anyway, Tony, you're a tonic. Well done on playing. Keep playing and scoring goals at 69. Roll on 70. Thanks so much for being my guest, Tony.
Thanks, Miriam. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Mind yourself.